So today's mantra is 100% about feelings and emotions. And if you haven't heard me say this here before, I promise this won't be the last time you'll hear me say this, but the emotions we have, the things that we feel, come as a direct result of the thoughts that we have. They are a result of the things we are thinking. And so it is helpful to control, if we want to control our emotions, so often that's what we think we're trying to do. We're trying to control our emotions. But in reality, well, hey there, I am Jennifer Roskamp, a certified life coach and homeschool mom of nine who is passionate about helping women just like you embrace the here and now while also being focused on creating the life you actually want. In reality, it's not about thinking life will get so much better or so much easier when you fill in the blank. Let's work on creating a life you love now. So let's dive in and get started on redefining Supermom to be someone who is present, intentional, and content rather than perfect in our homes, in our lives, and in our own skin. Let's get started. This is the Intentional Mom Podcast. So today's mantra is 100% based in the feeling and emotion category. And this might be the first time you hear me say this if you haven't listened to a lot of the episodes here, but I talk about this concept in many, many episodes. So I promise this won't be the last time you're hearing this concept, even if this is the first time you're hearing it. But that is that the things that we feel, our emotions, come as a direct result of the thoughts that we are having. They come as a result of what we're thinking. So often we think that what we're attempting to do or that the right thing to do when we are trying to deal with our feelings or emotions is to do just that, directly deal with our feelings and emotions. And we don't usually get very far when that's the case, because what we really need to do is we need to go back to the thought that is causing them if what we want to do is influence those feelings in a certain way. So this mantra today is all about feelings and emotions, and here it is. I'm willing to feel any emotion. I'm willing to feel any emotion. Because what I discover as a life coach and what I know to be true, even in my own life, is that there are certain emotions that we think we should not allow, we should not be feeling. We think that the goal is to eradicate certain emotions kind of from our repertoire of emotions or feelings. We think that certain feelings are bad. Certain feelings or emotions are ones that we want to move away from as quickly as possible, largely because they are harming us. And remember, again, your brain's job is to keep you safe, happy, and comfortable. And so when your brain determines, hey, there is something that is happening and I am feeling sad, I'm feeling frustrated, I'm feeling hurt, I'm feeling manipulated, I'm feeling whatever any of these bad emotions might be, the goal of your brain is to move you to a different space as quickly as possible. And so by default, then, many of these negative emotions or feelings that would end on the negative side of the spectrum, again, we think that we are bad for feeling them, and the goal is to not. The goal is to just get rid of them. But this mantra says, I want to be here for all of the emotions, because in reality, all of the emotions are good emotions. And really, the only way to process certain things, the only way to process anything is to go through all of the emotions, to actually feel all the feelings. Now you can decide, do I want to feel this feeling? Is it serving me to have this feeling? And of course we can decide, no, it's not. But we still have to allow the feeling or the emotion first. And really we have to give ourselves permission and we have to feel and process the emotion before we can move past it. But so often we don't do that. When we determine, ooh, this is a harmful or hurtful emotion, I need to get out of here as fast as possible. Well, we don't process that feeling. We don't process that emotion. And therefore, it's going to be one of those things that just continues to resurface. When we haven't actually taken the time to process through something, it's always there, lingering. One of the things we also say as life coaches is the only way through is through. And that is so true in the fact that the only way to move forward from a situation, even a harmful or hurtful situation, is to process those emotions, to process those thoughts, to actually give yourself permission to feel those feelings, to give yourself permission to think those thoughts. And then you can go forward from there and say, all right, these are feelings and emotions that are not serving me. So I need to go back and retrace my steps. I need to rewrite that thought. I need to reprogram my thoughts so that I have a different thought, which therefore results in me experiencing a different emotion. But we first have to allow all the emotions. Emotions and feelings are not bad. We do have to feel them for a time. And so this mantra really speaks to the idea that we have to be here and be willing to feel all the things so that we can feel the things we actually want to feel. We have to accept the good with the bad. We have to accept the hard with the easy. We have to accept the negative in order to experience the positive. So rather than ignoring negative emotions, negative feelings, allow yourself to feel them, be open to it. Determine whether or not it is serving you. And if you decide that a feeling or emotion isn't the one that you want to have, again, then you can go back and say, all right, well, what is the feeling or emotion I would like to have? And once you identify that, then you say, well, what is the thought that would cause me to feel that instead? And suddenly you have moved from the backseat where you feel helpless in whatever negative emotion it is, where you're essentially ignoring that it's even there, just hoping we don't need to address the elephant in the room. But now you can actually start experiencing the feelings and emotions you want to. But it has to start first by allowing those negative ones to be there and processing whatever those negative emotions are. Then you can go back and reprogram. So today's mantra is, I am willing to feel any emotion, because in reality, you will feel any and all emotions. Why not stop fighting against it? Why not just allow it? That's the driver's seat way of experiencing emotions and manipulating them, not manipulating in a bad way, influencing them. I like that word better. Influencing them to be what we want. But we have to first allow all the emotions first. And this mantra reminds you of that. As you find yourself going throughout your week this week and you start to notice some negative emotions, sad, disappointment, frustrated, guilty, shame, whatever they might be, allow yourself to feel that emotion first. Process that emotion. Sit with it. Just sit with it and be quiet and still with your emotions. Once you have done that for a while, then you can start to retrace your steps and decide what you would like to feel instead. And how you're going to go about feeling that. So I'm willing to feel any emotion. That's what I've got for you this week. In our next episode, we've got a guest speaker, and I'll just let that remain a mystery, but I will tell you it will be an episode you will not want to miss here on the Intentional Mom Podcast. We'll talk then.